Blog Talk Radio. welcome to Word Alive broadcast. And we just want to tell God thank you today for allowing us to even wake up today to see another day. Somebody didn't make it today, and we just thank God for another day. God bless you, and thank you for joining us. Welcome to my husband, Bishop Scott, this morning. And
bless you.
We just wanted to say thank you for joining us this morning, and you've been with us all weekend. We thank God for that. We're getting ready to go into prayer. But before we go into prayer, I would like to read a Bible verse from that was in my email this morning, and it's from Matthew 25:24-27.
Oh, my.
And it says, "Then he who had received the one talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest.'" And the rest of the post they had on here says, "The tragedy of this story and the focus of the parable is the man who hid his talent. From him, we probably learn the most. First, the talent was not his in the first place. It was on loan. Second, Christ shows that people bury their gifts primarily out of fear. Third, the whole parable illustrates that regarding spiritual gifts, one never loses what he uses. That is a powerful lesson. If we use the gifts that God gives us, we cannot lose." Okay? So we want to ask God to help us, you know, to use the gifts that he has given us and not be afraid to use them. You never know who may be in need of your gift or that talent that God has given you. You never know who may be waiting for you to demonstrate those gifts so that it can help them. They might not even know that they're waiting for you to use the gifts and talents that you have from God. But let's not hide our talents today. Let's not hide the gifts that God has given us. He gave them to us for a reason. So that will be one of our prayers today. Honey, do you have any prayer requests?
Where my phone? Excuse me. Yes, I want the listening audience to continue to pray for those who are physically challenged. I recently read on yesterday, actually I heard it on the news, that Disney World and I believe even Disneyland have established a new policy. And their policy used to be that those with physical and developmental and mental challenges be put first in front of the line so they wouldn't have to wait too long. But then, you know how people do, able-bodied persons began to, over the time, began to take advantage and put people in wheelchairs that weren't wheelchair-bound, pretended to be blind, pretended to have some kind of even a developmental challenge. One was acting like he was mentally challenged and developmentally challenged, and they put them in the front of the line. And one woman told her sister, actually, to pretend that she was a wheelchair-bound person. And, you know, they have wheelchairs there. So she put her in there and told her to pretend that she was physically challenged. And because they said that so many people had done this so often that now they have suspended, actually abandoned, that wonderful rule that they had in favor of the fact that those who are physically challenged, whether in particular those mobility challenged, because they have to now sit in their chair or stand for any length of time, waiting for the line as anyone else would.
Okay, so we will pray for...
Pray for the physically challenged, but also pray for the attitudes of people. It said that because someone, a renegade who was able-bodied, a person who did something illegal that was able-bodied, now the punishment now is falling upon those who are disabled, once again, we take the brunt of whatever is done.
All right. We'll pray for the attitudes and, you know, those things for...
You, that's it.
Yes, and then we'll also pray for, of course, the government, the President of the United States. I was listening to someone yesterday having a heated conversation with someone else, and they were saying the government's going to close down in 5 days and, you know, all of these things that are going on. So we definitely want to pray for the government.
And may I just add to a prophetess, in light of what you're just saying, there is a senator right now that has been filibustering for 28 hours. And he, in filibustering, meaning he just can talk about anything. He was talking about Dr. Seuss's eggs and green eggs, blue eggs, and whatever the other egg color was, that old book, and reading from all kinds of books. I wish that that the Lord would step in and end this filibuster, deal with the issues as grown men and women, and stop this type of playing with people's lives. In a few days, you know, this is the end of the month. On the first and on the third, where many people, of aged people, disabled people, children that are going to be affected by this, mothers that are going to be affected by this, families going to, any governmental family will be affected by this if the government closes down and the budget is not approved before this time.
All right, because we only have a few minutes left.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you this morning, first of all, thanking you, as your word says, enter into your gates with thanksgiving, to your courts with praise. So, Father, we come to you this morning thanking you and praising you and blessing your holy name, for you truly are worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. God, we just say thank you today for, yes, another day. We thank you for giving us life, health, and strength today, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, we just come to you, Lord God, and we honor you today, Lord God, for being God. We honor you for being the true and living God. Hallelujah. For we know that many false gods are out there, Lord God, but we thank you today for being the true and living God. We thank you, Lord God, for saving us. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering us. We thank you for redeeming us today, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for Jesus not counting it robbery to come down and take on the form of man so that he can redeem us back to you, O God. So, Father, we just say thank you for that this morning, and we don't take it for granted, O God, hallelujah, that you've chosen us, you've called us, Lord God. You've chosen us, and we say thank you today. Now, Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. We ask you to forgive us for sins of omission and commission. We ask you to forgive us for thoughts, words, and deeds, Lord God. Anything that we did was not pleasing to you, Lord God, yesterday and even on this day, Lord God. We ask your forgiveness. We ask, oh God, for your Holy Spirit to be with us today, to lead us and guide us today in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to order our steps in your word today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, O God, hallelujah, workmen that need not be ashamed, and help us to rightly divide the word of truth today, O God, in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up the prayer request of my husband, Lord God, for the mentally, the physically, and the developmentally challenged. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for those like Disney, Lord God, and those other establishments, Lord God, who are relaxing their policies for those that have had physical, mental, and developmental challenges because of the people without those conditions who have abused the policy. Father, we pray, Lord God, that they will erect a policy, Lord God, that will be favorable to those with mental and developmental challenges, oh God, that they will have a policy for them that can be, that people with these challenges can also enjoy these types of pleasures, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for our government. We pray for the United States government. We pray for the president, Lord God, President Barack Obama. We pray for the Vice President Joe Biden, Lord God. And, Father, we pray for the government as a whole in the United States, oh God. And, Father, I don't know what's going on with the filibuster and what's wrong with the man that's reading green eggs and ham and whatever else he's doing, Father. But, Lord, this state is in a critical, this country is in a critical state right now, God. And, Father, I ask that you would intervene, Lord God, on behalf, Lord God, of us in the name of Jesus. Father, we realize, oh God, that we have relaxed our standards towards you, Lord God. We realize that we have not, as a government, listened to you, oh God, but we have walked in our own ways, oh God. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know that there are some saved senators. I know that there are some saved governors. I know that there are some saved lawmakers, Lord God, in the Senate and in the House, Lord God. I know that there's some saved loved ones there, Lord God. But, Father, I ask that you will move on them, that they will begin to pray, that they will begin to stand up for what is right according to your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, that you, the governors, Lord God, and the mayors, and the senators, Lord God, and the representatives, Lord God, who are born again, Lord God, that they will stand up and they will come together and pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you said, Lord God, where two or three are gathered together in my name, you be in the midst. Help them, Lord God, to come together and not fear, Lord God, their co-workers, Lord God, but come together, Lord God, and pray to you so that this country can get back in order, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are told that this country was founded on you. And Father, we have through the years dispersed, Lord God, we have thrown you out, Lord God. We have taken you out, Lord God, of the government. We've taken you out of schools. We've taken you out of a lot of things, oh God. But Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you will forgive us for that, Lord God, as a country, as a nation, that you will forgive us, Lord God, for turning our backs on you, that you will forgive us for allowing, Lord God, the ways of the world to just come in and overthrow, Lord God, our faith in you, and overthrow, Lord God, our trust in you, and overthrow what we know about you. Father God, I call out the Christians today. I call out the believers today, the followers of Christ. I call them out today, Lord God, that we will stand together in unity and stand against sin, that we will come together in unity, Lord God, and uplift you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will uplift Jesus, because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And we know that Jesus was lifted up on Calvary, Lord God, but we want to lift him up, Lord God, with our lives, Lord God. We want to lift Jesus up with our words, our hallelujah. We want to lift Jesus up, hallelujah, by living holy, hallelujah, so that others may come, hallelujah, and be saved, Father. In the name of Jesus, and that's in the White House, Lord God, hallelujah, and then throughout the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, our president needs guidance, Lord God. He needs guidance from you, Lord God. He needs guidance from you, Father God, and I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that wherever President Barack Obama is right now, oh God, that you will speak to him right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you can do it, Lord God. I ask, oh God, that you will begin to move in his heart, Lord God, that he will begin to seek you with his whole heart, that he will begin to fall out and ask you, God, what must I do to be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, let them not make any decisions without consulting you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do this, Lord God. For we need you, Lord God, not just because they're saying the government is closing in 5 days, oh God, but because we need you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we've seen, oh God, segregation. We've seen, Lord God, defilement. We've seen, Lord God, things, oh God, that have been called good, which are not. We've seen things that are good that have been called evil, oh God. And Father, I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will come back, Lord God, to these United States, that you will come back, oh God, hallelujah, and be our God again, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I repent for the nation. I repent for this country, Lord God, for turning our backs on you, Lord God, for letting the devil just come and do what he wants to do. And we participated with the devil, Lord God, and I ask you to forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for our participation. Forgive us for conforming to the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just ask you to help us today that are Christians, that are born again believers, oh God, those of us who claim to walk in the way, that we will walk in your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not give in to the desires of our flesh, that we will not walk in the flesh, oh God, but that we will walk in the Spirit, Lord God, for your word says walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, hallelujah. Help us today as born again believers, Lord God, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and not conform to the ways of this world. Help us to be holy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Set apart, Lord God, for you, for your use, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us, Lord God, who claim to be Christians, let us, Lord God, who claim to be believers, let us, O God, who claim, Lord God, to walk with you each and every day, to actually walk with you each and every day, to learn your ways, O God, to be transformed, O God, by your word, to abide in in you, Lord God, to, hallelujah, stay in you, Lord God, to remain in you, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we learned on last night in John 15 that your word says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you will ask what you will, and it will be done of my Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we pray, oh God, that we will remain in you today. Hallelujah. We pray that we will remain in your word today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for we know that without you, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just take this time to say thank you, Lord God. We ask you, oh God, to hear this prayer, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. And, Father, today we pray for those who are not born again, those that are seeking you, oh God, those that are searching because they don't know which way to go. They don't know which religion is right. They don't know what to believe, oh God. But I pray for them right now, oh God, that you will just cause them to hear a word and be saved, oh God. Hear your word and be saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And we say thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. We bind the tricks of the enemy. We bind and rebuke, Lord God, every trick of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that those that are seeking you today will hear your spirit, oh God, in Jesus' name, that they will hear and not only hear but conform to what you're saying to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you and we bless you today. Father, I pray for the body of Christ, oh God, that we will be like-minded, that we will be sympathetic one to another, that we will love one another, that we will be compassionate and humble towards one another, Lord God, according to your word in 1 Peter 3 and 8, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, oh God, that we will begin to try to bring people, that we will bring, hallelujah, because of our testimony, because of our lifestyle, that we will begin to bring people, Lord God, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, we are so busy trying to get people to church, oh God, but we need to get them to Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to preach Jesus, Lord God. We need to live Jesus, Lord God. We need to demonstrate Jesus in our lives, oh God, so that people might see and believe, hallelujah, because we know that not everybody is going to go to the church. We know that some people have been hurt by going to church, Father God, and we ask, oh God, that you will heal their hurt, oh God, in Jesus' name, and that they will not allow their bad experiences, Lord God, at whatever church they were in, to keep them from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we rebuke every stronghold, oh God, in the minds of those who have been hurt, oh God. We rebuke every stronghold that would keep them from coming to you, God, because it wasn't you that hurt them, Lord God. It was people that hurt them, Lord God. Help us to recognize, Lord God, where the hurt came from, Lord God, and not blame you and not turn away from you because of it, oh God. And so, Father, I just say thank you for it right now. I thank you for their deliverance, Lord God. I thank you for renewed relationship with you, Father God. I thank you for healing from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And those that have been hurt in church, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that they will forgive those that hurt them. I ask that they will forgive their offender, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they might be able to move on and grow in you and learn of you, God, in the name of Jesus. We recognize, oh God, that the enemy uses every kind of tactic that he can, Lord God, in Jesus' name. But, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that every tactic that he has used will be, Lord God, abolished. It will be destroyed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And not only am I praying for people that have been hurt by church, Lord God, but I pray for people who have been hurt in life, Lord God, because of circumstances, maybe because of wrong decisions that they have made. Those that are hurt right now that are in depression, oh God, I pray for them, God, that you will deliver them, God, in Jesus' name, God, hallelujah. The saved and the unsaved, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Those that are turning to alcohol, those that are turning to cigarettes and weed and other devices, prescription drugs, instead of turning to you, God, I lift them up to you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will deliver them, in Jesus' name, God. Somebody's calling on you right now. Somebody's looking for you right now. Somebody's looking for an answer right now, God. And Father, I ask that you will hear their prayer, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Somebody's at the brink of suicide, God, and I pray for them right now that you will go by your spirit, oh God, and deliver them before, Lord God, they cut their wrist, before they take that fatal dose, oh God, before before they take that fatal drink, Lord God, before they take that fatal combination, Lord God, of alcohol and prescription drugs, before they take that gun, Lord God, and shoot themselves, before they take that knife, Lord God, to stab themselves, Lord God, oh, Father, before they even take that drive to go and crash and kill themselves, God, I lift them up to you right now, and I ask you to intervene on their behalf, God. Let them know that you love them, Lord God. Let them know that you're there for them, God, in the name of Jesus, however you got to do it, Lord God. Send an angel, Lord God. Send a person, oh God. Send a word across the television, oh God. Send a word across Twitter. Send a word across Facebook. Send a word across Google. Send a word across Instagram. However you got to do it, God. Send it in the name of Jesus in a text message, oh God. However you got to do it, God. I ask you to do it to save them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I say thank you for it right now, God, in Jesus' name, for your word says those that seek you will find you, Lord God. So, God, I ask you to deliver them right now in the name of Jesus, and I thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. And I thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you, and I bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless every hearer today, oh, God, of this prayer, Lord God. Bless those, hallelujah, as they go out to work today, Lord God, as they go out today to do whatever they're doing, oh, God, that you will give your angels charge over them, over us, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that you will move on behalf of lawmakers and those that have businesses, oh God, that they will be kindly affectionate towards those with disabilities, Lord God, those that have mental disabilities, hearing disabilities, blind disabilities, oh God, physical challenges, oh God, in Jesus' name, that there will be a compassion, oh God, like never before for those, oh God, with these needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And Father, I thank you right now. I just say thank you, Lord God, for it being done. In Jesus' name, Lord God, hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. I lift up every host of Blog Talk Radio today who is going out sending the word of God today, Lord. I pray, Lord God, for our broadcast today, Lord God, that those will hear and be saved, oh God, that they will hear your word, oh God, and be set free, because your word says that you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. But God, we must abide in you, Lord God. We must remain in you. We must remain in your word, oh God, so that we can be set free. Father, I pray that the words of our mouths, Lord God, hallelujah, let the words of our mouths, hallelujah, be acceptable, Lord God, and the meditations of our heart be acceptable to you today, God, in Jesus' name. Set a guard over our mouth, Lord God. Set a watch over our lips that we might be able to speak those things that are pleasing to you, Lord God. Cleanse us on the inside, Lord God. Clean us on the inside out, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not just to be confessors of your word, but help us to be doers of your word, Lord God. Let, hallelujah, what we know about your word ring true in our lives, Lord God. Let us be godly examples today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in what we say and what we do, in the name of Jesus. Go before us today, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Oh God, and we dwell in the secret place today of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, and we glorify you, and we praise you, and we give you honor, and we give you glory today in Jesus' name. Thank you, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Hear our prayer today, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you all for joining us today. We bless God for you on today. Hallelujah. And may your day, hallelujah, be filled with favor. May your day be filled with the grace of God. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Share the love of God with today. Share the with people today. Share the word of God with people today. Hallelujah. And don't forget, hallelujah, to share the talent that God has given you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God and give him praise. Go in peace.